Good morning.
I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How you doing today? Thank you so much for taking this time, investing this time in you, your thoughts, your actions, evaluating your life. You're the kind of person, I know that by you listening to this podcast, this Morning Connection podcast, every single day, who wants more out of life and who is willing to put in the work, taking the time to think about what you do to get what you ultimately want. Thank you for taking this time, investing it in yourself this way. Also, there are so many places to click and on the internet, so many people who want your time and attention, your gurus, your coaches, people entertaining you, so many places on the internet. You've made your way to this podcast. You're taking the time to listen to this podcast, listening to me. Out of all those places where you could be, I just want to tell you, I really appreciate that. I'm really flattered by that, you taking the time to listen to me, and I will not let you down. Thanks for spreading the word of this Morning Connection podcast and everything that I do. My bodybuilding training, man formation, all the articles that I write, all the posts on Facebook. Thank you so much for spreading the word with your social media likes, your shares, your retweets. Thank you so much for your emails, those comments. I tell you, they mean so much to me that I'm putting out this energy, passionate about it. My sincere desire is to help you, and I get those emails. It just really encourages me not to just to keep on doing what I'm doing. It encourages me. It gets me excited about devoting more time, more energy, and taking it up to an even higher level. Also, thank you so much for reciprocating all this value I provide for you by getting your supplements from me, Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition, my highest quality, most effective sports nutrition and bodybuilding supplement line. You know, we're both just crazy passionate about bodybuilding, training, fitness, looking good, feeling good, and taking our lives to a higher level, right? You're getting this type of connection and this insight and this focus, making you feel good, right? Talking to me, listening to me, connecting with me every single day through this podcast. Heck, why not buy the highest quality supplements? You're out there buying them. Why go to GNC and just buy them from the XYZ company or some big company that you don't even know who's behind it? You know what kind of guy I am. You know how we're working through this puzzle, this challenge, this game of life together, right? Why would you buy your supplements anywhere else, all right? Hey, this is our morning ritual. This is our daily discipline to take this time to assess our lives, to increase our personal power. We're more than just muscles. We want to make our man formation, right? We want to play up our strengths, right? During these podcasts, as I tell you my stories, and again, these stories that I tell you about me, it's really not about me. I have to tell you my stories because that's what moves me. That's what gets my hair standing up on the back of my neck or on my arms, gets me excited. Or when I tell you painful stories that, you know, feels like a rock in my stomach or makes my heart sink. When I can tell you those stories, I can be the most effective communicator instead of just some generic seminar, right? I mean, I've done that. I've been to those. Those are great. But when you can really connect, you can really feel the emotion, and it really hits home with your life. Even sometimes I'm going to tell you a story, and you're going to think, that's a neat little story, right? And then later on, it's going to really hit you what I meant. All right. When I can connect with you in that manner about something that is really near and dear to my heart that I actually experienced, it just makes it more effective, especially when it's exactly your experience. I can't tell you how many emails that I've received where people go, wow, he gets me. That's my life. That's my experience. Man, I feel like I'm going through this journey all alone. And Skip, he gets it. We're going through the same place, and hopefully that's encouraging. If you respect what I've done in the past, what I'm doing now, and you see yourself going that same direction, I try to tell you that all the time. Yeah, you just keep on keeping on. Maybe you just need more time. If you like where I've gone in my life, where I'm going, and you're feeling the same thoughts and emotions and dealing with the same challenges, you're in good company, right? We're both going to make it. Let's just keep this thing going. And why do we play up our strengths, right? Really, because everybody has great qualities. Everybody has challenges, right? I'm very open about my challenges, whether the mistakes I've actually made in the past or this disempowering thinking that I've had in the past or I continue to battle and try to reverse. Everybody has weaknesses, but we all have these strengths that we really need to play up. And the people who really do the best in life are not the people who are perfect, right? I hope you know by now, no matter what it appears, nobody's perfect. It's people who really lock in and really connect with their strength and really play them up and add value to the rest of the world, what they do well, not always focusing on their shortcomings. And I know how that you can have that battle in your head sometimes. I do too. Am I good enough? Is this going to really work out? You know, if you just felt totally positive, totally confident that what you're doing is going to take you to the next level, right? That day is never going to happen. It's never going to come along. There's always going to be uncertainty, questioning yourself if you can do it, if you're good enough. And if you are so confident and so certain of what you can do with no doubt whatsoever in your mind, then you're probably not pushing yourself high enough. You're just in this comfortable place. So that uncertainty, that discomfort, that angst, that questioning yourself, if I can do it, that's what, you know, makes you put your game face on to make sure that you use all of your strengths to the fullest. You camouflage your weaknesses. You work on behind the scenes. We don't just ignore our weaknesses. You know, I have a real challenge with people that are so blind to their faults, although, you know, that may or may not be true once you talk to them or what's really going on, all right? We are very well aware of what our weaknesses are and what we need to improve. And we're working on it behind the scenes. It's just that more than anything, we can't go through that bullshit in our mind about, oh, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with me? When there's so many great things that we have to offer the world. We can play up those strengths, add value to other people's life. And that's what this podcast is all about. That's what this Morning Connection podcast is all about. It's you taking the time, just 30 minutes out of your day, every single day, to get yourself conditioned to think in this manner. To go in the direction where you really want to go. Become the best you possible. So why? So you can have the things in life that you took the time to really think about what you really want. Not what you think is available to you. You know, you're really getting the state of mind, and it may take time to really think about what you want for your life. You know, for all of us into bodybuilding training, what kind of body do you want? Right? What's that result? You know, we don't. Results versus the process. I mean, there's different ways to approach sets and reps and the way you eat, but the real result is to have the body that you want. Our job, getting that promotion, our business, all the things that it takes to be really good at that. But what's the result? The result from your job, the promotion, your business is to earn enough money. Isn't that what business is about? Is to earn enough money to take care of what you really want in life for yourself and your family, whatever that is to you. Now, I know some people aren't as materialistic as others, and that's perfectly fine. I'm probably at this stage of my life and probably throughout my life, even more earlier in my life, I'm not that materialistic guy either. Again, I'm questioning if that's really the right way to play this in my mind. But we, whatever it is for you, whatever is important to you, and it may you want to spend that money on advanced education, you want to take care of your parents like I want to do, I want to take care of my wife's mother. I mean, whatever all this money you want for you, the biggest house, the best neighborhoods, the best education for your kids, feed the hungry, save the whales, save the rainforest, whatever it is, the resource, the valuable resource of money to experience those things comes from your job, that promotion, or your business. That's the result. That's the result of business. Doing the day-to-day thing, I don't know, like a podcast or getting an A on a particular test in a particular quarter of a particular semester, right? Or getting one little assignment. That's all part of the process to the end goal of the results that you want. In relationships, right? You want these warm, connected, intimate feelings with the woman of your dreams, let's say, or the women of your dreams, or whatever it is for you. But the end result is that connection at the level that you want, not, you know, how you look or how big your muscles are or whatever you think, or nice smooth line or whatever you think you need to get that end result. That's all part of the process, right? We want to use all of our resources that are available to us. We want to know what they are, right? To make sure that we're working towards that result, not getting caught up in the process, so we can experience the kind of life that we really took the time to think about. What we really want, again, not what we'll settle for, not what we think is available to us. We want to think big, and that's a process all by itself. That by me saying, I know I say the same things during this podcast in a lot of different ways, because as your coach or your teacher, you know, getting you to think about this for 20, 30, 40 minutes a day, this becoming your discipline, this ritual, you know, by the time we're at podcast 100 or 200, man, all these thoughts, all these images of what you really can do, what you really want, what you're truly capable of, and where you may be settling, this is all saying it over and over again, it is stimulating that type of thought process, because this doesn't happen overnight. If you're 25 years old and you admittedly don't have the most confidence, or you're not really going for it, or you know you're not living up to your potential, you've had 25 years of developing that way of thinking that you're not happy with, right? Do you think if I just say it five times through a podcast, then that's going to erase the 25 years of conditioning to this point? No, we have to. It's like you can't just go to the gym, you know, for 5 days and now you have this great body, right? No, you got to work on it a little every single day. So this is the discipline. Like you get on that bike or you do the weights when you don't feel like it. It may not feel good right now, but it's for the greater good in the end. And you know that with your bodybuilding and training, right? Well, some of the things that I say now, I've heard that. Well, listen to it again. It's one of those disciplines that you do every single day. This, our morning connection ritual, will help you do that. So what we're going for is becoming the best versions of ourselves, so we can get the very most out of life. All right, so our new discipline within our ritual of listening to this morning podcast is going to have you reflect back on your day yesterday. So what's the question? You should know it by now. If you're new to this podcast, if you're listening to this on iTunes or the bodybuilding.com website, you can go to skiplacour.com. You can go to the podcast tab and you can see all the podcasts that we've done in the past. Might be a good thing to just create a file, a library, and feed your mind with this stuff every single day. I'm getting a lot of emails. Wow, I heard your last podcast. That's awesome. It really hit home with me. Where can I get more of that? So go to skiplacour.com. Up on the top, click the podcast link, and you'll see them all listed there. So the first question is, what was that thing that you accomplished yesterday, big, small, somewhere in between, that you really impressed yourself? Again, confidence is built like that muscle in the gym. It's the more and more you push yourself, you stretch what you once believed that you were capable of, and you find out that you're really capable of more. It's like setting a personal record in the gym, impressing yourself. Confidence built is when you do something that even impresses you, even with your high standards, right? That, wow, you exceeded even those high expectations for yourself. That's what builds confidence, right? So what was that for you? What was that experience, right? And again, tell me, send me an email. Tell me when, I don't know, we're at podcast, Morning Connection podcast number 45. I've been talking about this for the last, I don't know, two or three, right? Tell me when you know that this is the thing, this is the experience that really impresses yourself. Again, it could be small, and we're not always going to hit home runs and do amazing off-the-charts thing every single day, but every single day, there is that one thing that we do, big or small, that really impresses ourselves for where we are right now, right? Tell me, send me the emails when you start thinking about it while it's happening, All right, so from a week from now, and you step up and do something that you didn't think you can do, and right when you're done, you go, oh, when Skip asks this tomorrow on the Morning Connection podcast, I already know this is going to be it. Heck, who knows, maybe later that day, oh, no, this is it. This even beat what I thought was going to be it, what I accomplished before. See, when that starts happening, man, you know this stuff is working. You know, man, champions, people who have the best physiques, champion bodybuilders, champions in life, entertainers, those people really excel and they go towards what they do, towards total mastery, being outstanding. This is the type of thinking that goes through their mind. And so when you start thinking this way, you know you're right on your way to that amazing mindset. You know, I talked to so many people in the bodybuilding and fitness, and there's just strategies, science, strategies. And, you know, you always want the most effective and efficient strategy. You always want to use the best use of scientific research available to you. But the bottom line, even with the best effective strategy and the most advanced science, man, it's your gut. It's who you are, right? It's that mindset that makes it work, not the strategy, right? And I say this all the time. Give me a person with not so great strategy, not so advanced science, bro science, who has an amazing, determined, consistent, tenacious attitude towards being the best versus the guy who has the most, quote unquote, whatever that might be, the most effective strategy, the most advanced science that everybody would agree upon, which they don't, but let's just say they did. And he just has a pretty good sense of determination, drive, mental and emotional flexibility, consistency. And he's not even going to come close to the guy with that mindset. That's why, you know, I'm sharing all this and my way of thinking, what made me a 6-time national champion in drug-free bodybuilding. So unbelievable. Who the hell does he think he is saying drug-free? I'm sharing with you the mindset that I developed, right? In all these different ways, and not just with bodybuilding and training, but with life, you know, too. Again, the total package. We're making our man formation. We're more than just muscles, all right? So let me know when you start thinking about that right when it's done for the day. And then the second question is, what was that moment, that feeling, just a look here, a feeling that you had yesterday that you said, wow, this is awesome. Man, life is good. All this hard work, all the challenge I had in the past. I mean, for this moment in time, man, this is what life is all about, right? So think about those questions. What were they for you? Hey, let's start a little discipline, right? So you don't just listen to this podcast and you get entertained, right? It's nice. Entertain, plant the seeds of greatness for later on. But how about let's take some action right now? So whether you're on the bodybuilding.com message board and you click this link to listen to this podcast, or you are on iTunes, go to skiplacore.com on the podcast section under this particular podcast. Write your comments, right? Whether you listen to on Facebook, right? You know, just for the discipline, the experience that I yesterday was this, that really impressed myself. And the feeling that I had was this. Just write it down. Right? Don't just be passive and get entertained and think about yourself. When you write things down, they become more real. All right, so let's start that discipline. Or, you know, you don't want to post it, send me an email at skip@skiplacore.com, skip@skiplacore.com. Tell me what that thing that you did yesterday that really impressed you. Tell me what that magic moment, that great feeling moment was for you yesterday. I'd love to read them. I'm very interested in your success, in your happiness, right? That quality of life that you're developing. And it would be good for you to just go through the discipline. I'd love to see those come in. So let's start making that happen. You know, for me, I've had these projects that in my mind, I make them so hard, so challenging. I don't have the skill set. As an entrepreneur, it seems like, again, 80% of what I do, I'm going to uncharted waters in areas that I don't feel comfortable with. Right. And that's when I really push myself, or I have a deadline that boxes me in. But yesterday I got another one of those things done, you know. And isn't it true that you put off these things, you make it so huge in your mind, and God, you put it off, addressing it. You know, you kind of know that you have the confidence that you can do it, right? You know you got to do it, but you just put it off. And then you finally do it, and you think, wow, that's not that big of a deal. I mean, it wasn't necessarily easy, but wasn't nearly what I made it out to be. So I had one of those in regards to my business, in the accounting part of it, all the statistics, all the bookkeeping and accounting. So I had one of those things. And then I think the magic moment was for me, and I knew I had to do this for my wife yesterday, and I mentioned that I was going to do that. Even with, you know, my big work day, everything that I had planned, I needed, you know, our baby daughter just turned 1 month old a couple days ago, and my wife, just an amazing mother, just an amazing wife, and she's just been locked down for the last month, just totally dedicated to this child, which is a beautiful thing to see. I mean, that's a magic moment all by itself, just to see all that. But, you know, crying baby all the time, sleep patterns, you know, I knew I had to, you know, kind of step up and just get her out of the house, get her to the gym. You know, she hasn't, you know, but she was a champion fitness competitor. That was before that I actually knew her. So, you know, personal trainer by trade. So she's got an amazing physique, but hasn't even thought about working out for the last month. And it really wasn't about the body whole thing. It was just that she needed to get out of the house. She needed to have some time to herself. And so I just said, we just scheduled it. And so for about 2 hours or so, you know, I took care of the baby right in the middle of the workday. And I knew that I was going to have to make up that 2 hours by working until 10:30 last night. But I needed to do that for my wife, right? And I think my magic moment was when she just got back and she was refreshed. You know, she took her time at the gym and showered, and she was just like so full of life. You know, like, I don't know if, you know, she realized, you know, how much work she's put in, how much dedication, how much emotional and physical energy that she's invested over the last month. You know, because she's a warrior, she's a hard worker. She probably just one step in front of the other. She thinks about me. Hey, you got to work. You know, I don't need to do this, but I said, no, you're doing it, and just came back so refreshed. You can just tell, like, her attitude and everything. It wasn't bad before, but just so appreciative, so happy, smiling. And she was, I could just tell that connection with the baby, with it just being a little refreshed, just was even more loving and more happy and more appreciative and watching the two of them. So anyway, that was my one of those moments alive for me. Again, you know, I don't want this podcast to be about me, but I'm sharing, you know, my thoughts, who you're dealing with here, who's the guy who provides you with these awesome supplements or this amazing information for your bodybuilding and training or your man formation leadership. You know the guy behind it. And I just want to give you examples of what I'm talking about, what to look for, because a lot of people think, oh, I didn't accomplish anything, or I didn't have any moments. You do have those moments. You just have to look for them, and that's why I'm mentioning them. You know, one thing that I constantly ask myself, and I'm asking you throughout this podcast, is, okay, we have taken the time to figure out what we really want in life, not what we are willing to settle for or what's just available to us. And, you know, if you're not at that place right now, if you're just building confidence to start asking for what you really want, I realize it may be until podcast 200 that you make all those breakthroughs and start defining it and really getting that confidence, all right? A lot of us, and this has been true of me for years, and I still battle it to this day, is that, you know, just because you're a good person, just because you work hard, just because you have the best interest, everybody's best interest in mind, you're good-hearted, whatever, that does not mean that you're effective and efficient and you're getting closer to those things that you want. It doesn't mean that you have the right stuff to get what you say what you want. And I just really, I see that in the gym all the time. Well, I'm a hard worker. I'm determined. And I'm thinking, look, dude, I don't really care about that. That's nice. Go tell your mom about that. All right. But you're not getting the results that you want. And I know that you're capable of so much more. So instead of, you know, patting yourself on the back for being a nice guy and a hard worker and you train intensely, even if that were to be true, you're not getting the results that you want. Find a different way. Think differently. And I have to constantly, you know, I did that in my whole bodybuilding, competitive bodybuilding career. I do that in business. I do that in my, you know, personal life. Because just being a good person with a good attitude, that should just be something who you are. You know, that's not going to get you to that quality of life that you want. That can't be part of your checklist to make you satisfied. It can't be one of those peanut butter and jelly sandwiches that are ruining you ever sitting down to that magnificent Thanksgiving dinner just because you're a good guy with a good heart, with the best intentions, who works hard. All right? You know, nothing to take away from McDonald's. That was my first job, right? But the supervisor, the guy who got promoted to his position, right? Good guy, hard worker, right? No doubt about it. But the question is, you know, assuming he wants more out of life, assuming he wants to live in the best neighborhoods or have enough money so he doesn't have to worry or take care of his children or provide for their education, that's not an effective route to have that. It doesn't matter how hard he worked or the promotions that he got or what kind of great, good person he is, right? It's not going to lead him to that. What if that's what he really wants? That's not going to work. So if he were to, wouldn't you say, if he were to say, well, you know, I don't have what I want, but I get promotions at McDonald's and I'm a good guy and I work hard and everybody likes me. Wouldn't you say to him, hey, dude, you know what? Who cares? You know, your child is never going to go to that college that you want working here. Right? So that should not be part of the equation. And so part of what I continually ask myself, because I can, like I said, I can relate to that story way too much, is I have to constantly ask myself, what's the highest and best use of my time? Is what I'm doing the highest and best use of my time? That's what I'm going to continually ask you. I continually ask myself, I'm going to continually challenge you with that question, because I don't want you to waste as much time as I did. Especially, you know, this is coming up in my book, Confessions of a Recovering Bodybuilder, My Pain is Your Gain. And what I see is a challenge with a lot of people in fitness who really dedicate their lives. They feel good with what they found. Fitness, they get rewarded. They're awesome. They're one out of a million to have this type of discipline. Many times, they're escaping some feelings that they had as a child or some setbacks that they had in their young adulthood or last month or whatever, breakup of a relationship or whatever, right? We all have this common journey, and that is what makes this whole bodybuilding and training thing, the lifestyle, so attractive, right? I understand that. I've gone through it. I've had your feelings, and you'll know more and more about what I've gone through, and I've been to that place. And we're all searching for happiness, and we find this in this commitment to bodybuilding and training in our bodies and taking the selfies in the mirror and sets and reps and videotaping our squats and arguing about who does curls in the squat rack, right? Totally commit, totally passionate, totally obsessed. Obsession is the word where lazy people call dedication, or whatever we say. Our whole identity is all wrapped up into this, right? And it makes us feel good. We do everything in life to feel good. You know, what I want to start simulating thought is what you're doing now, I know it's making you feel good. I know you found your place. Is that helping you get to what you ultimately want? Is it really a stepping stone? Or is it something that's just taking a lot of time, making you feel good now in the short term, and all that time and energy and effort that you're investing is taking away from the ultimate happiness that you want, those things that you really want? Are they helping you get there? You think it's just going to happen by you continuing to do what you're doing? Or is it really putting you in a mode of, you know, just being at a standstill, treading water, all right? And I look back on a lot of things that I was treading water. It made me feel good at that time, and it was compromising the long-term vision for my life, the impact that I wanted to make, the things that I wanted to experience, the intimacy I wanted to have in my life. I didn't really realize that, you know, I went into there, what started as just a way to feel good turned into a way, you know, of escape, right? And so, you know, that may, after a certain period of time, that probably wasn't the highest and best use of my time. So I'm constantly doing that all the time. Is this the highest and best use of my time? Am I doing in this moment? I'm really good at it. It's really helping other people. It's a great, you know, value provided. Is this really getting closer me to what I really want, or is it making me feel good right now? And I don't bullshit myself. Don't lie to myself. Well, you know, indirectly, this will set up. This will set up. This will set up. You know. I don't know. I'll just tell you this. If you want intimacy and connection and you know you've been hurt in the past and you're spending all this time with your bodybuilding and training and everything because you want to feel good about yourself, which I understand, it makes you more confident, right? If you have this fear of intimacy, if real connection, women are this, relationships are like this, marriage is like that, you know, hell, you go to the gym for an hour and a half a day. What if you were just to break down that challenge about, you know, how to become a better person, how to deal with relationships, how to pick the right people, right? What if you, you know, still went to the gym, but maybe you spent a half an hour a day thinking about that, breaking down that combination, that puzzle, right? And so that one day you can really have a good, healthy, close, connected, intimate relationship and family, right? It's going to take work, especially if you had those experiences and things happened to you in the past, like I have, right, too. It's going to take some work to reverse those thoughts and look at it a different way. And if you don't work on it a little bit every single day, like your body, you're never going to get to that ultimate feeling that you want, even though you're feeling really good now with this short-term solution, right? So I constantly ask myself, what's the highest and best use of my time? I also have talked about and will continue to talk about who you surround yourself with. And, you know, right now, the people who are all on your Facebook pages, the websites you visit, it's really a reflection of you and where you're going right now and where you want to be, right? And so this is a good place for us to connect, right? But also you need to question all the other things too. And that's what I've done. And I've expanded my areas of like my likes on Facebook, what websites, pushing myself to that person who I really want to be, connect with those people who think in the way, who are living the life that I want to be, which is far, far different, than maybe my circles or my interests were before. I want to expand. I want to grow. I want to become. I want to keep everything I've done and just expand it. And so I have to be exposed to people who think the way and have the things and the experiences or whatever, or the accomplishments, the achievements, the skill set of where I want to go. And, you know, so that's what I've done. And just, you know, this one gentleman who I'm going to tell the story one time, how I even got connected to this one gentleman, and then through his connections, this other gentleman. And I tell you, this guy, I've already learned a couple of things from this guy. I don't even know, but he was one person who I connected with, got to know, got to find out what he was all about to get some of the things that he had. You know, it was connected through his Facebook that ran into this other gentleman. And like I said, a book he recommended, I got it, started reading, awesome, right? But one thing that he had on a post, he said, before you check your email, do one thing for yourself. And he said that what he does is he spends an hour writing. And I thought, wow, you know, again, you put yourself in the company of people who you want to be. And I said, that's brilliant. I mean, I don't know about for you, but man, my email, there's nothing really good that comes in my email, especially first thing in the morning. It's some challenge that, you know, I need to address, right? So, you know, I mean, I have my ritual when I wake up to put myself in the positive thoughts. But, you know, you look at those emails, I mean, even if there was like a great email from you or whatever, there's going to be something that directs my folks that's probably negative. So why I look at my email first thing in the morning, I don't know why I do that, right? Just like I don't know why I check my email in the gym. It's just going to be some business challenge that's going to take away my focus while I'm focusing in the gym, right? But I'm addicted to this freaking email in my hand everywhere I go, right? So I said, look, the guy I went out in respect this guy, and this is what he says. And to me, that's brilliant. So, and then he talked about the hour of writing. There are so many thoughts. I mean, that I'm, again, these thoughts, they help me process life, and they're also helping you, right? I've said that this Morning Connection podcast is a really good investment of my time, and I love it that you're loving it and you're getting something out of it, right? But I have to constantly ask myself, what is this the highest and best use of my time? Well, from this Facebook post from this gentleman, he said that he spends that hour of time writing. And there are so many things that are in my head that I don't want to just have on a podcast, that there's books and articles I'm writing that in my mind, oh, they're just brilliant, but it's how do I manage this time to get them all out in the world, right? So today was the first day, again, I had to evaluate, although I know that this is a great thing for me and you doing this morning podcast. Like I said, it's like my number one best energy in the morning. I'm a morning person. Those first couple hours in the morning are when I'm on fire. Right? I probably sound most of the time pretty excited, pretty inspirational, whatever, on these podcasts. See what I'm like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, right? But this is my best time. And although I'm giving to you in this Morning Connection podcast, what's the best thing for my dream, my vision in the big picture, right? And so, or how can I do both? It doesn't have to be either or. And so today was the first day, did not check my email, first thing going, and I spent that hour writing. First hour writing, just like this guy who indirectly I met through this other person I respected. And it was awesome. And I'm going to make that a habit. Some really powerful stuff I got down that is going to really lead to the big picture of what my mission in life and helping you even to a higher level. So yesterday was my first day with the process. But the point of the thing is we got a good thing going right here with this Morning Connection podcast. Right? Think about the things that you're doing that are working, that feel good, that are helping others, right? But you constantly have to ask yourself, is this the highest and best use of my time? Because after considering it, I said is that, you know, my first hour needs to be devoted to something more longer term, more hard copy-like, and that's my writing, the impact that it can make. See, everybody isn't into podcasts. Now, if you're into podcasts, you're probably thinking, I'm into podcasts. You're probably thinking, well, these are the greatest things in the world. How can somebody not be into podcasts, right? But at least at this time, maybe it's going to get more and more popular later. Everybody's not into podcasts. They want to read things, right? And all the avenues that I have, I mean, that spending that first hour writing is for me in my life the highest and best use of my time. And then getting right to this podcast in my second hour, that's probably the highest and best use of my time. But the point is, isn't really about me. It's about what are you doing right now in your life that you feel is working. It's working to some level. You feel good about it. Other people feel good about it. You know, you're providing value. But is that, did you just stop asking yourself if that was the highest and best use of your time like a year ago or 2 years ago? And it's making you feel good, but you don't seem like you're getting closer to your overall life goals because you just set it and forget it. You set it and forgot it or whatever, right? You know, I could have easily just kept on doing this, right, without trying something new. Who knows? Maybe it doesn't work out, but I'm constantly ask myself, what's the highest and best use of my time? And that's what, you know, where it gets back to this, you know, bodybuilding training, all the dedication and all the websites and all the Facebook and the posts and the videos and the preparing the meals and cooking and cleaning and all the thing is, you know, it's making you feel good, you know, for your overall life goals. How can you do that and do other things that are use of your time to get you what you ultimately want and not some little pit stop or some short-term solution? You got to constantly ask yourself that question while I'm asking myself that question. I'll tell you, with mass machine nutrition, the demands of that alone, obviously something I've worked hard for. I've invested a lot of money, a lot of time to even put myself in this position. Something that I think most people think would be a worthwhile endeavor, right? Nothing just to take lightly or throw away. My family, my wife, my baby, I mean, a lot of energy goes into that, right? I mean, hell, I can work 25 hours a day just on those two things. And then, you know, the working out and staying in shape. See, the thing with me is that, you know, that is part of not only my identity, it's part of my brand and who I am. I mean, I probably would never connect to this whole base that I built, the way we've connected. I'd probably lose that connection if I didn't work out, right? Because all of a sudden, we're not the same anymore. I'm not one of you. I would have to go to do business people podcast or family podcast, right? But it is what I want to do and who I am. And it's part of my brand, right? But at the same time, you know, it isn't like, you know, having these muscles are the highest and best use of my time. Hell, I could sit behind this computer with all the, you should just see these products I'm developing, cutting edge, highest quality, like all the time. Things behind the scenes that you won't get like from a podcast like this one, right? I'm just, you know, bearing down, really working towards mastering this business the same way I mastered bodybuilding and training, right? Again, some things that, you know, you don't see necessarily from where you're at. You know, I'm just saying is that I can see where, you know, some people come up with where working out for an hour and a half a day and showering and cleaning up for their life goals, that may not be the best use of your time. I don't know, just something I think about more now, but when I was in the grind, I was on the train. I don't know if I was much like some of these fitness yahoos now that think, what's your excuse? What's your excuse? What my excuse is, family, business, connection, future, something you probably haven't thought too much about, Mr. Muscles or Mr. Abs, right? So it's just a different perspective, something for you to think about. And also, you know, if someone doesn't get to the gym, you know, understanding their position, maybe they got other things that are the highest and best use of their time. All right, I'm on a ramble today, as you can tell. So I got to save some of the subs because we're connecting this manner every single day. I don't want to just blow it all, give it all now, right? So thanks for joining this podcast, this Morning Connection podcast. Thanks so much for liking, sharing, retweeting. Leave those comments. What was that greatest accomplishment? What was that awesome moment that made you know that life was great? Tell me how much you're loving this. Send it to me. Send me an email at skip@skiplacour.com. And thank you for supporting Skip LaCour's Mass Machine Nutrition. Have a great day.